Sleep now.
And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Sleep now.
Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. So happy that you pressed play. How's that for an opener? The three frogs, the three unclean spirits from the book of Revelation that come out of the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. The book of Revelation, which is a book where John was revealed the revelation of Jesus Christ. It was a book that he saw, and it was a revelation of Christ to him and about how it will be for us, because there's nothing new under the sun. This is the day we're in. We're in the day of Christ. Now, why is this such an important thing to understand? Well, because the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon in the book of Revelation, they're kind of formed in lies, because the dragon would be a picture of the devil. He's the father of all lies, so everything that he would create would be a lie, would be an illusion, wouldn't be truth. There's no truth in him. He was a murderer from the beginning. Jesus actually said this about the devil. The false prophet, well, that goes without saying, would be more lies. Someone who you think is leading you to the truth of God, but really leading you down the pit. The beast, of course. Another name for the old Antichrist, who has the number of a man, 666. Six electrons, six neutrons, six protons, carbon-based life form, 666. On the computer, www, vav. It's right there. The internet. You know, now, for many years, I've actually shared that I understood the Antichrist to be the beast, to be something that was within all of us. Because in the scriptures, it says very clearly that this Antichrist will stand in the temple of God and declare himself to be God, getting everyone to worship him. Well, we are the temple of God. So that would mean that the temple that was built was not built by man's hands, like the scriptures say, but it was us. So that Antichrist would have to be within us. When Christ comes, when the truth is revealed, the lie is cast out. And that's the day that we're in. Now, for many years, I thought that the book of Revelation was basically all to be taken just basically as something that is allegorical, something that, because this is a spiritual world that we're in, right? The literal, the temporal, it's temporary, but it's really a spiritual battle that we're in. So I always assumed that there wouldn't be a literal representation of the Antichrist, of the beast, of the false prophet. That there wouldn't be a literal frog that came out of the mouth of the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon. That it wouldn't be like something that literally is released in the world. But then I thought to myself, since it has to do with illusion and lies, well, isn't that exactly what we are presented with all the time? Fake news? Aren't the three largest AI companies, OpenAI, XAI, and MetaAI, aren't they probably the most influential for the entire world? Because in the book of Revelation, chapter 16, guess what? You know, these frogs that are released upon the world, these unclean spirits. And what is a spirit? Well, Jesus tells us what a spirit is. Jesus says very clearly that my words are spirit and they are truth. Spirit is a thought. A word is a spoken thought. So these unclean spirits that are released in the world, they are words that are spoken, that we can become possessed by. So when Luma AI, which if you don't know anything about Luma AI, it's a company, and it's you know, you could enter in text. This is the website that you're looking at right there, and it invites you in. Come on, try me. It has this new machine. It's called the Dream Machine. The Dream Machine, of course, which is where you get, you know, my little open from the movie Dark City, which is about aliens that are really running the show and that they're, you know, taking people's memories and they're moving people's minds around so no one knows who they are anymore. Fake news. Lies. It's like kind of an allegorical representation of what's happening to us every time we open up our cell phone, where we become a captive witness of what we're being told by what? These three largest AI companies that have been released on the world. We don't know what to believe. We don't know if what we're seeing is true. You know how hard it is for me to do a show today? Because there are so many videos that are released, and it turns out it didn't even happen. What happened with Kate, Princess Kate? You know, a long time ago, I was worried about her, and where is she now? And then they released that image, and all of a sudden, people are like, well, hang on a second, that wasn't a real image. They released the video, and they're like, hang on, that isn't her. They released another video, and everybody's like, hang on, that video seems strange. What do we believe today? What do we know to be true today? So this is why I think that these AI companies, I think these are those frogs that have been released in the world in the end days. Released. And it's ironic that each of these individuals that are behind each of these huge AI companies, now Elon, of course, started OpenAI, and he has XAI, of course. But you have these three different people. You have Sam Altman, who everybody thinks is like a woo-woo type of a, you know, he'd be the kind of guy to probably start some kind of an AI church where people start worshiping AI. He was kicked out of his company because he created an AI that people were stressed out about. It was like big news. Then you have Elon, of course, who is kind of, he's known for being, you know, just probably the most powerful man in the world. I mean, if there was any man in the world that people would say, oh, he's like the dragon, especially the way he dressed as the devil's champion. Doesn't mean that he is. I'm just saying if there was ever a representation of it, you know, you could have someone who looks like a Sam Altman, who would be, you know, some sort of like a false prophet, if you will, for AI, you know. Now remember, it was the dragon that actually gave life to this, you know, Antichrist or the image of the beast. Who gave life to the image of the beast? It would be as if Mark Zuckerberg, who is known for having a dog named Beast, who's known for being very much like a, you know, a ruthless beast. You have him. If he creates Meta AI. And in Hebrew, that word meta means death. This is so hard to picture. You have the dragon, and then you have the false prophet, and then you have, you know, the beast, all together creating their three unclean spirits and then loosing them on the world. Let me read this to you in Revelation 16. And once again, I believe all of this to be something that is completely spiritual in nature. Okay, that every one of these represent, like the false prophet would be, you know, the idea in us that we know better than God, and, you know, maybe our church instilled it in us and we think we know better, so we're going to condemn, we're going to hate people because, you know, that false prophet, you see what I'm saying? It could be very similar to what's going on within each and every one of us. In the book of Revelation, it is actually talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ in the end days, and it's to all of us. But in the world today, I mean, it's a little sus. When you see the images and the things that Luma AI can make, and you look at it, it's just, it is, as they say in Scripture, it's like a miracle. So let me read this to you. Revelation 16:13. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. You know what was interesting? Is Luma AI had an ad that they put out. I actually shared this on X, which, by the way, if you want, will you please follow me on X? It's JacobIsrael71. I share a lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff that it ends up in the show I kind of first put out there, and I hope that you do a little more digging. As I said many times on the show before, of course, in Scripture, it says that man does not know that he is a brute beast. It has to do with our carnal nature, or dog-eat-dog type of a nature that Zuckerberg has, for example. But the image of the beast, so to make the image of the beast, it would be like literally man creating AI to become like man. So, and then giving it the ability to speak, the ability to think, the ability to act, and then ultimately this creation, the image of this beast, ends up, you can't buy or sell without it. You can't buy or sell without the use of these algorithms that are in the background, in charge of everything, that were created by the beast, man. They make the image of the beast, and the image of the beast is a spooky thing. So it's not a far-fetched to think that these three major, you know, companies that dominate the world right now, and as Scripture says, even to kings and rulers, it's not that far-fetched. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles. Spirits of devils. What are devils? Devils, they are lies. So they are the spirits of people who lie, or programs that lie. You see what I'm saying? It's an illusion. It's fake news to get clicks. The spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and unto the whole world to gather them together for the battle of that great day of God Almighty. And where are we all gathered together right now as we speak? Pretty much everybody in the world is gathered together here. Where do you think the Battle of Armageddon is taking place? People think it's a literal place. You're in it. This is it. People have been gathered together. This is the battle. Are you one of God's champion? I bet you are. This would be a good segue for like a commercial. And if you are, wouldn't you want to get yourself a God's Champion t-shirt? You can go in the description of the video. That's it, supports the channel. And also it looks super cool. And then when you walk around and people know that you're like a superhero for the Lord, they also find the channel so they could come here. Because you know what? We need to be equipped. When you go into battle, you don't want to go into battle with nothing. You want to go into battle and you want to wear the tightest shirt that you can get. Especially if you work out. So it makes you feel strong, you know. Because really, our strength doesn't come from us. It comes from the Lord. This is the place that we're gathering. So is it too far-fetched to think that these three AI companies, XAI, from the dragon, OpenAI, from the false prophet, Meta AI, from the beast. Once again, these are just literal representations. But there are three huge AI, I don't know what you want to call them, frogs that are out there and that they're really getting all of our attention. So the question becomes, are you going to believe everything that you see? Or are you going to pray about it? Are you going to research? Are you going to look around? Because remember, in the end days, I want you to listen to this and hold on to this. The dragon, the liar, the devil, he floods the earth. And what does he flood the earth with? What does a liar flood the earth with? He floods the earth with literal words. I've been saying the flood is coming. I've been saying the flood is coming. 7-11, 7-11. I've done how many shows about the flood that is coming. The flood that is coming. I even put it out on my birthday. I put something out for like Batman with Dark Knight. I put out a song called The Flood using AI from a poem that I wrote. The flood, the flood, the flood, I say. But I tell everybody on the show that it's also a spiritual thing. It's a good thing. And then I pray that it's not a bad thing. Then I find out on my birthday, the heavens indeed did open. And Florida is flooding like never before. And it's interesting because all the news was about 17 inches of rain. And then I put up this thumbnail that you're looking at right there. And you take a look at the screen. And you see the 17 that the Trumpster's holding. And you also see that if you look at the bottom left-hand side where the time is, you can add that up to 7-11. 7-11, 7-11, everywhere you look, the heavens have opened. This is the day we're in. So, you gotta tell me in the comments section if you think I figured something out. If the Lord inspired me to tell all of you who the frogs of Revelation really are. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Make sure that you hit the like button, will you? Subscribe. Get yourself the God's Champion, you know, merch if you want. Go to trulyhomefree.com. This is so super supportive of the channel, and it helps like you wouldn't believe. If you enter code Jacob, you can get just, you know, tons of cleaning supplies and, you know, everything you can get toxin free. And it's great, and it works good, and it doesn't bother your nose. You don't have to wear, like, you know, a hazmat suit if you're going to clean. You know, you want to clean. Like, I clean the shower. I go in there with the spray, right? I'm not wearing a mask. I don't have the windows open because I'm not worried about it as much. I'm not saying that you should, you know, huff a bunch of Truly Free because it's still cleaning supplies. But I'm saying this stuff is really good. And they have laundry detergent and everything else. You should really just go to trulyfreehome.com. Enter code Jacob, order away. You know, you get 30% off. You get to, you know, to live a healthier and a cleaner life. And you get to support the channel. All these little things that you do are very helpful. Okay? So, have the best day ever. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.